Now, why the mitzvah is to make you the happy?
Or any chatan?
And the Rav's going to be there, of course. You know why there's a mitzvah to make a chatan happy? Just to make, in order to make the kala happy, you have to make the chatan happy. She's happy when her husband's happy. So. Because there's no mitzvah. It's a samech kala, it's a chat kala. More than chatan. A chansat kala, more than chatan. Yeah, so the mitzvah to make the chatan happy, so everyone with Hashem will come and dance. And put a nice check in the thing. And
I was thinking about like why like the mitzvah is like this sameach chatan v'kala. Like that's like the big mitzvah to like make him happy. Like you'd think it'd be like okay, it's good, but it's even a bigger mitzvah to like give him money or give him something he's gonna use. But you see like how important simcha is.
Simcha actually
to start a marriage with happiness is even more important than him starting it with anything else you can give him.
Mamash.
Because you need the simcha.
Simcha is the potach. Simcha bekocha leshaber chomot, Rabbi says.
I know somebody once gave an umbrella to a chatan as a present. Other you give him shas or halachot.
You gave him an umbrella. Why did you give him an umbrella?
Why give him an umbrella? Because it does seem sure he's going to open after the wedding.
Very good. So, Bezal Hashem, we started halachot yesterday, gave introduction a little bit to halachot of ilchot masa umatan business. Yeah, we all do business all day. Business here, business there. And there's a lot of details which I don't know, so I decided I'll learn it with all you guys together. We'll learn it, and then I'll learn it, you'll learn it, we're all going to learn it and fix the world. Bezat Hashem,
it's a lot of work,
at least we can fix ourselves like Napoleon. He figured out after a while that he can only fix himself. Chochmah b'goyim ta'amin. Fine, right though. Someone asked me, by the way, about the sphinge over there. Even if you eat 10, it's still a mezonot in Alam Michya because it's fried. Fried is always mezonot. So, first chapter we'll be talking about, the first thing is about Pilsum Emet. When you advertise, to advertise the truth. Let's see the details. Muta, yeah, right?
What is this heading? Sorry.
What's
the heading on?
Advertising.
Advertising.
Or lack of. Mutar nisharim ba'alpe ubichtav hinam netunei emet. Okay. You're allowed to advertise in any way. Anyway, you could walk in the street with a thing on your. People do that too. I saw in New York. You walk around with these things on them. And again, or put it on the car, every advertising you want.
Bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers, radio, whatever you want. As long as what you're saying is true. If it's not true, you know how to say it. It's kind of a problem. At least in our businesses, we can advertise it. Okay. I remember made the, making my wife's business card. So I was thinking, what's going to be the, what's it called? The line, the
logo.
Not a logo, the line that, who are you, what are you giving?
Tagline.
Okay, so I was thinking, what was it? I wanted to say that we're the best, this. So I said, it's not true, so we're the best, maybe they're better. You can't say that, maybe it's not true. Whatever, it was about being an expert. Okay, it's an expert. Photography, by the way. And your wedding is coming.
Now you're
talking. But, you can't, so you have to advertise the truth. You can't advertise not truth. Okay? There's a sort of do gnevat daat. There's an advertisement on the radio that they advertise about a filter, water filter. Mm-hmm. I haven't listened to radio in a long time, but there was at least. Mm-hmm. And they advertise it's free, you only pay for the filters. It's free, you only pay for the filters. And the meister, when you call them, you pay like $3,000 or something just for the filters. Everything is free. It's just for the filters. Okay, so someone called into the Avabutbul, I think it was on the radio, the son-in-law of Avadi, and he says, what is this? It's Sheker. So he said, you're right. It's Sheker. It's not true that it's free. That's still they say that. That's still
true. And they advertise on the Chawadi on the radio, they don't really. They claim that the top technology that there is, it's free, you only pay for the filter, only pay for the kana.
Right.
But the thing is that the contract says you have to pay for 3 years of filters.
Yeah.
And it's one of the cheaper Chinese things, and it's nowhere near.
So the point
I've closed down three companies like that already.
The point is that there's a. We know that Hashem is Emet, and His Chotam, His signature is Emet, His stamp is Emet, and if we want Hashem to be with us, you can't expect that Hashem Baruch Hu has Siyata Dishmaya if you're basing your business on lies. You cannot, don't expect that Hashem Baruch Hu will be with you. You can spend as much money as you want on an advertisement. It's not going to work if it's not true.
Is there an equivalent of the Better Business Bureau here?
A what?
Better Business Bureau.
No. I don't know what that means.
The only thing you have is the Ministry of Trade.
Oh, so something totally corrupt.
So it's a long time until they react to something.
Right.
Okay. So let's say you're selling something, okay? But other stores also sell it. So you could say how great you are. Okay, you could say we're experts. We give good shirut and good quality. Everything's great and everything, but you can't say we're the best. Well, who said you're the best? Maybe he's the best.
Nobody's
ever said. Yeah, well, you see, you're the best. You're better than the kid. It's a lie. You could say how great you are.
Better to say that you're the worst. Be humble.
I don't know if that's a good business advice. I won't go you to advice. Okay. Anyways, you get the point, yeah? Alright? Can't say it's the best, or it's the cheapest.
What if the experts tested and your stuff? And like your stuff?
You could say, according to this and this, where it came out the best. That you can say, fine. Fine. They said, go, you have a problem, go ask them. But you're going to say we're the best, the Shekhar. I don't know. If someone, say, according to Misal Abriyut, whatever, it was tested in.
Oh, and don't say the most popular.
The fact that the.
The grocery store, let's say, you know, they have sales, let's say milk and stuff. So let's say one always has milk, $3.50. So can they say the cheapest in the area? Or something like cheapest between these four stores? The milk is the cheapest here.
You have the price match.
Again, if it's true, it's true.
They know. I'm saying if they know they charge $3.50, and $5.30, whatever it is.
Right. So 100%
milk in all of Yerushalayim.
Okay. Right. Because
it's really, really shaky.
If it's true, it's true. If it's not true, it's a problem. Okay.
Okay. What you can do with that? They say, and if you find it cheaper, we'll respond to different.
Right. That's what we do a lot of times. No, that's very true.
That's how you come back. Or like it was in the United States, there was a company that's Red Cross. One, their logo was, or their sisma was, "We try harder."
Yeah. That's yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know. It didn't have to give them advertisement, so I didn't say their name.
He says here, a very point. Even someone who lied, right, and he advertised wrong, like most of the world did, the midah v'amotzah lo nimkar v'par ha'olah al-shasa achuzim biyoter, if the product that he sold is not more than 60% of the average, it's a good sale. But if it's more than 16%, I don't know why, that's a shtut, 16%? I don't know.
16 or 16?
16, 16.
1/6.
If you want to advertise something, you're allowed to give out, stand in front of the store and give out stuff for free.
Sample.
As long as you don't diss the other store. We're better than them. Mm-hmm. That's a sort to say. So they were better than the other.
Yeah. The other thing you have to worry about is gray market material.
What's that?
Stuff that's poor quality, sold at the regular price.
So, that's true. They got my.
Made in Taiwan, that's.
No, worse.
China.
Can a person's allowed to shine up his stuff in the store to make them look nicer and stuff like that? Or the car, you want to sell a car now? So before you put it in the garage, and whatever it's called, the garage is called
a lot,
yeah, where they sell. Dealership. You go and you put special spray on it, even though it's not the real look. After a week, it's going to get off. How much are you allowed to? Or a hat, you want to sell a hat secondhand? So you make it all fancy, a club? And now you're going to sell it. Oh, yeah. It's a clean hat. What's the big deal? Okay?
There's a limit to that.
what is that? Surely the
you can't say it's new, yeah? You can't say it's new. Can't say it's new.
No, turning back to the speedometer is already shekel.
Odometer.
What's the difference?
Odometer and
speedometer.
Speedometer
is measured speed. Odometer measures.
That's what. That's why you're allowed to do one and not the other.
Painting on the car to make it look defective.
No, he didn't say paint is the polish.
Paint the seller does know that's true.
Good.
You can paint and say it's second hand. You can't now paint it and make it look brand new and say it's new and sell it in the price of new, obviously, because that's the Ramai. So.
Polishing is permitted to repaint say it's not repainted.
You let us say in the store. Sal kniot azol biyoter. How do you say it in English? The cheapest sal kniot. I don't know.
Basket.
Yeah, meaning it doesn't mean that everything in the store is the cheapest.
No, that's what
that saying. Means when you buy a buy by us, right? It'll be cheaper at the end because a lot of our stuff are cheaper than other stores. Okay, and it's not a problem to say that we have the because usually how do they know? There's statistics from the Medina that they check who has the cheapest sal kniot. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that Superstore doesn't have the cheapest,
basket,
right? Maybe they have the highest, right?
Bread, milk, cheese, eggs, basket.
Can okay, right. But they have the cheapest basket because it's based on the
overall.
Okay, it's checked. The Baruch.
A car salesman. I know the state's property here too, I don't know. And an old car, or a car with a worn out engine, there's something they pour into the gas tank to sort of fill up some of the worn out spots so that the engine sounds like it's new, or like it's in good condition. And in about a month, the coatings wear off and then things falling apart again.
You gotta bring your mechanic when you buy a used car.
Mm-hmm.
You got to bring a professional when you buy a used car.
Yeah, well, a professional mechanic, someone who really knows what he's doing.
Even when they're go through a 40 point check and it's certified and everything else like that, you still need to bring it.
Mm-hmm. Unless you have a warranty, unless they give you a warranty.
Even with a warranty.
If they're giving you a warranty, you can go back. You can deal with it.
It's a real pain.
A warranty is as good as the person.
There's probably right. Dubai of Ruby's also. It's the main problem, a big problem of saying that you must advertising a certain price for cash and right. A certain price for payment. Mm-hmm. Ribis, unless you have had a risk. So it's a bit.
But in computers, they do that all the time, one price for cash and one price for a credit card.
Well, yeah, that's the same price. Unless they have had a risk. It's going, it's going. They do whatever they want.
Even if they're getting charged on the credit card?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the normal charge for a credit card for a business is anywhere from 3 to 5% depending on the credit card.
I went into a store in Tzfat. I heard this conversation going on. They wanted to buy pizza. It was a pizza shop. So they said, can we pay credit? He says, yeah. But I prefer if you don't. He says, why not? Because it costs me.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
He can't charge them more because it costs him.
Right.
It costs him. No problem.
Can you make them buy some more product? To hit a level in order to use it? Would that be okay?
Yeah. According to the law, I think you're not allowed to.
Well, some places...
20 shekels or something. Very low, very low.
Visa does have a minimum.
Yeah, sometimes...
Stores should have a minimum of 20, 25 shekels.
No, but there's a law, I think.
Yeah.
Can go...
Really?
Can. See, they tell you, no, 50 shekels, I think it's a store. According to law, it's really low.
Huh.
Yeah.
While we're on charges, what's the... You're allowed to charge, what, 1/6 over? Like to a Jew, like how much are you allowed to charge over?
By what?
Like a product, up to 1/6.
Right? We said, yeah, 16% of average.
1/6.
Yeah. Okay. בעל עסק רשאי להוזיל מחירים לקונים אצלו אף על פי שתוצאה מכך יתמעטו קונים בחנויות שכנות, זאת בתנאי שההוזלה אינה גדולה כל כך שאחרים להם יכולים להיות סגור הסכם. כן. If you can't sell, you know, you let it sell cheaper than the stores around you, but you can't sell so cheap that no one will buy in the stores next to you, and then they will close it. They will close their business. because of you. When so, I tell you.
1/6 cheaper?
Hmm?
More than 1/6, no, but up to 1/6, you could make it cheaper.
No, you can go cheaper than that. As long as you won't break them. You let it go as cheap as you want. You want to sell for loss, losing
stuff. Sure, that's right.
For cheaper?
Yeah.
If, so
I
again.
1/6 goes both.
I tell you what it says here. You let it say cheap. Okay? As long as it's not going to close the stores next to you to close now.
How would you know that?
All right.
How do you know that?
If you know that, let's say a falafel costs 20 shekels, shawarma, yeah? Mm-hmm. And you're going to sell that for 10 shekels, and no one's going to go there. If you sell it for 16 shekels, that's fair enough. People don't always 4 shekels. No, no.
Maybe it's what if the tom is better at one store than the next?
What?
What if the tom is better in another store?
So then?
So that's why they charge more. That's why, you know, not as good quality, maybe. Even so,
doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you can go so low that no one's going to buy from the other store, it's going to close down. So a little cheaper that more people will come to you, but not so cheap that you'll close the neighbors.
I mean, there is one thing about boss leaders, but I mean,
if he says, I'll say. But so far, he didn't say anything about how low to go.
I mean, normally, a third of the price is material, a third of the price is your labor, and a third of the price is your overhead, like rent and utilities.
You're lucky to keep another third. Labor a third, right?
That's for restaurants.
You let to bribe your customers with candy or something. You let to do that. Why? Because everyone else also could do that. So, okay. Not doing anything else against the other. You're also allowed to do, of course, raffles. Raffles.
Yeah.
Raffles in the store. If you buy in a certain amount, you go into agrala or whatever. Yeah. Oh, and people do this. You know, if you have a store. if there's a store next to you, you want to cause the prices to go down. No, one second. Okay, maybe it's not if you have a store. If you want to cause the prices of the store to go down, so you're sending friends over, tell them how much it costs, and tell them, oh, it's so expensive. A bunch of people you send over. So the guy says, oh, hey, maybe it is too expensive. He lowers the price because of that. I still to do that.
It's also going to be about us.
It's very shady. Very shady.
I mean, he has ideas I never thought of. Maybe I shouldn't learn this. Giving bad ideas. So.
Especially here where everything's negotiable.
Yeah, right?
Right, but in the States, forget
it. Like it wouldn't work. It's okay, it's too high, it's too high. The people walk Cold out
tooth.
Here. Walk out here.
My wife, they used to, in photography, they used to bring her down in the price. And she used to agree, fine, you know. Until she decided, come on, it's my price, my parnas is from Hashem, and if they don't want, they can find someone cheaper. Mm-hmm. They asked her, I want anacha. He said, no, this is after the anacha. No, this is the price after the anacha I'm giving you.
Ah, smart, that's smart.
You want the real price?
I already took it off.
Mm-hmm. Because that's how it is here. Everyone tells you to do it. They'll pay, spend in a wedding a lot of money. Suddenly, where they can, they'll take off 100 shekels, even 100 shekels. Stupid 100 shekels. For the person who's working, it's 10% of his profit.
It's all about a deal. Everybody wants a deal.
I want a deal. Like, fine. So I'll raise the price and I'll make you a deal. Okay. Of course, it's halacha d'oraita. You can't deceive in the weights. You have to have precise. You can very easily deceive. There's a button. You lower the thing. It starts in plus a little bit. Come on. Yeah. A lot of weight stuff today. Not things that are very small. Not things that are very precise. For example, I'm not talking about like silver and gold, which is very very precise. The weights can't supposed to be. But talking about more things which are more big. A lot of times the weight itself rounds it up. Or down, and it's besedel. Okay, why? Because everyone knows that's how the weight works. It's not a lot. It's usually by 2 grams up, 2 grams down.
Scale.
Okay, the scale. Okay. Okay. So besedel gamur. It's halachically besedel because the customer knows that it goes sometimes up, and the person selling also knows sometimes it goes down. And it's not a big difference, but it's a lot. Okay. Now, if you have, you now, according to Doraita, you can't hold in your house, can own a scale which is not precise. Can't have it in your house. It says in the Pasuk.
A scale is what?
It's not precise.
Not precise.
A suitor, they have one.
Mm-hmm. Even if it'll help your self-confidence?
How will it help
yourself? You're talking about a scale, you weigh yourself.
A little way, a little more.
That's not the weight for, I'm talking about weights.
For starting things.
Yeah. Okay. Unless you took the weight and you're using it now for something completely else, like it's a basis for a bed or something, then you let it happen. Yeah.
You know the Masel of Rav Sharabi at the candy store?
No.
A number of years back, there was a candy store in Machane Yehuda, and the owner died, and his son took the store over. And from the day he took it over, a dog would come in and knock the scale over. So he tried tying it down. He managed to tear the strings, knocked it over. Tied on with a heavy rope, knocked it over. Chains, knocked it over. So he put a door with electric button, like they have in the jewelry shops. The door would come in between the legs of customers, knock the scale over. And it's getting to be too much. So he figured, okay, this is not natural. He's going to ask this rabbi, what's going on? He said, well, come with me to Rav Sharabi. This was over 20 years ago when Rav Sharabi was still alive. And Mordechai Sharabi is still. And when he looked at him, says, the dog is your father.
Why, yes.
You what? You inherited the candy shop from your father. The scale is an inaccurate scale. He's been stealing about 5% from customers for years.
From kids.
And knows that he's been doing it. If you want to get rid of the dog that's in bothering you, you buy a new scale, digital, accurate, certified, make sure it's perfect. And even give a few candies, the extra peanut butter, as you know,
tikkun,
and you see the problem will be over.
Wow.
He did that. The next day, the dog was dead by the door.
See, he finished his tikkun.
Yeah.
He fixed
up the shop.
Nice. The dog didn't
want to wait.
Well, we got it taken away, but that was it. Was a tikkun for him.
He was fragile.
He said,
okay. In Israel, do they have anything, any government agency that actually measures the accuracy of weights and
You'll see on scales in shops has a yellow or blue sticker. Sure,
do they actually do their job, or are they like any other government agency?
It's pakachim. They come into stores randomly and they check.
Well, no, they're overworked, so it's not.
Listen, it's not worth it to be going to a dog after you die. To frighten people, you shouldn't do that. טוב, השגת גבול. מותר לפתוח חנות מול חנות קיימת אף שעומדים למכור בה את אותם מוצרים מקרים בחנות הקודמת, והוא הדין שמותר לפתוח מרפאה מכבסה מספריו גדול בגלל זה משרד שליחויות דיווח על עורכי דין באזור בו מצויים משרדים כאלה קודמיים. He let it open two stores right next to each other, even if they sell exactly the same products, say, right, two barber shops, two lawyer offices, everything. He let it open the same. There's no השגת גבול. כן, that's the thing regarding this.
Depends. We learned it depends on the area. Is an area that can handle two or three shops? Yes. With an area that one shop barely makes it, the other shop will the problem.
It is. It doesn't bring the.
I'm just saying what I learned when we learned about that.
Okay. So, chanut lememkas nifrei koyot nishvei kedusha bezomeruch. Oh, now I bring what you said. Now, if there's a store that they sell Sifrei Kodesh and Jewish things, right? And it's a very far place, right? But it's the only store around, okay? And there's not a lot of people there who buy those stuff. And now there's not enough that to have two stores like that. Then you could tell the guy not to open the store, right? Or a mohel. He's the only mohel in the area. Everyone takes him. Right, it's a little town. Now there's another guy moved in, and he's also a moed. You could say, "Excuse me, you get yourself your own customers." I'm a moed. You're in Yerushalayim. Babies are born here every day. Baruch Hashem. It's fine. Of course, you can't say a word. But if you're in a little town, you're the only moed around. Okay. This is, of course, if the first person is worthwhile, what he's doing. Yeah, he's a kasher or shaman. If someone, this is a very important halacha. Someone is selling or renting out an apartment or a deal or something, And he agreed with someone, even though there's no contract. He agreed on a certain price with him, and they agreed that he's selling him. And then, so, with saying the price, yeah, they said how much this price will be. אסור לאדם אחר לקנות או לשכור מהמוכר אותו הדבר. You cannot, someone else is not allowed to rent this place out, even if he pays double the price. It doesn't make a difference. Once you agreed with someone on the price, zil. That's the end of the story.
Even without any money changing.
And if he wants to nullify it, can. Okay. So we'll see later. He brings down. I think he has to give a pitzuim or something. Anyways, if he does give it to someone else, it's considered, he's called a rasha. The rasha, if you want to be called a rasha, so you have a nice way to do it. You agree with someone on a certain price and then say, no, I sold it to someone else. I'm in the shir upstairs. Yeah, in the shir in the upstairs. What's that? Okay, Mr. Carter.
So no money has to exchange. It's just a verbal agreement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, if you have a certain, you want to break the mecha, there's certain laws how you break it. We'll learn later. So that was halachot for today. Important halachot, right? Important halachot.
Hashem has ways of dealing with people who do not refresh. When I was still rather new in the country, I rented an apartment, and I didn't know how to read all the fine lines and so on yet. And the fellow who rented to me had inserted there through his lawyer something that I could get stuck with electric bills and gas bills. So I said, they're really not mine.
Not yours?
Yeah.
Was that
from before I got in or from the time after he told me I'm leaving and until okay, or the escrow. You could keep the escrow. You know what escrow is? A case of kadima that you give, the forward money you give in case you run off with them.
Okay.
So he had it left, he could keep it even if I didn't run off.
A deposit.
Yeah, a deposit.
That's quite common in states too.
Yeah, so he did that.
He didn't know anything.
I didn't know how that about that. He did that, and he took him to the Rav of the area. It was an Admor Shasov. And he said, you signed it, there's nothing I can do except tell him that he's a Rasha, a Birshut HaTorah. And he told him, first the guy two times didn't come to the Bible, and then the Rav called him and said, if you don't come, I'm going to put a plaque on posters that you're of Siruv. Hmm. So he showed up. So he showed him the contract, says, that's evil what you did. Do you know what you are? Well, no, I don't know. I didn't. So unfortunately, you signed it. There's nothing, I can't force him to give it back to you. I can tell him that he's a Rasha. I can promise you, from Shemayim, you'll get back what he stole from you, and he'll pay several times over what he stole for you. The apartment was empty for 3 years.
Wow, he didn't even pay you back at the end.
He didn't pay me back, but Hashem took care of it.
Yeah.
But he, for 3 years, the money that he stole from me was worth maybe about a month and a half rent. He lost 3 years of rent.
He was
so hungry to finally get another renter that when Sunfight agreed to rent from him, the guy brought his lawyer and he pulled him a gun off such a short leash, the guy was sweating.
Scary.
He learned his lesson.
Did you leave the apartment in that bad of a shape that nobody wanted to rent it?
No. I left it perfect. He was just the goddess.